Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, a grassroots campaign in the UK aimed at combating the cost of living crisis is gathering support, including high-profile political leaders. Enough is Enough was founded by trade unions and community organisations to push back against spiralling costs, including energy, food, low wages and housing. The Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, has now also joined the movement, which has close to 450,000 supporters. With more on this, we're joined now in the line by Robert Booth, who's the social affairs correspondent with The Guardian. And you're welcome, Robert, to the programme this evening. First off, for our listeners who mightn't have heard about the Enough is Enough campaign, can you tell us exactly what it is?
Well, it's as you described, really, it's a kind of response to the cost of living crisis that is obviously getting worse and worse in the UK as elsewhere. As you say, it's been kind of instigated by a couple of the trade unions, the CWU, which is the Postal Workers Union, and also RMT, which is the Rail Workers Union, that have both been engaged in leading strike actions recently over low pay. What we've been sort of surprised, I suppose, to see is quite a lot of public sympathy for those strikes, or perhaps more public sympathy for those strikes than have been anticipated. And to some extent, there seems to be a movement which is trying to capitalize on that and rally support around these union leaders, but also kind of trying to create a grassroots movement that goes beyond the trade unions to demand action from the government to make the cost of living crisis more comfortable. So they're asking for particular things such as a big cut to the energy price cap down to about £1,300, and it's actually expected to go up to £4,500. So that would be a big saving for households if the government were to do it. And things like a £20 hike to the to welfare, reversal of the national insurance rise. They're asking for lots of things of the government. So that's the thrust of what they're trying to achieve. And as you say, the membership of it is growing pretty fast, 450,000 people and counting.
In the middle of it is Mick Lynch, the RMT General Secretary, which many people here will be aware of as well. Just he's been so high profile over the last couple of months. He's just one of them talking about turning anger into action. And then we also have, as I mentioned, Andy Burnham, who has endorsed the movement. Is that significant, do you think?
Yes, well, he's going to be giving a speech at one of the rallies. They're having dozens of rallies around the country, and he's going to be giving a speech at one of those in Manchester in the coming days. It does seem to be quite significant because he tends to be seen as a sort of middle-of-the-road figure on the political spectrum. And also, he's someone who is quite popular. You know, he was very popular in Manchester and the rest of the country during the pandemic when he was standing up for his constituents in terms of sort of financial support then around COVID support. So, if people like him start to get involved in these kind of movements, then they may have, greater hope of gaining traction. I mean, I think one of the things to say, though, is that, there has been some sort of criticism of the tactics of the movement, which is that it's, somewhat conventional. It's simply asking the government to change policies on things. There are other sort of more direct action approaches to the cost of living crisis that are bubbling away in other parts of the country as well.
Yes, indeed. And among those is the Don't Pay UK campaign. Can you tell us about that?
Right. Well, that's exactly it. That's a sort of civil disobedience campaign, I suppose. So about 114,000 people so far have signed up to this Don't Pay pledge, which is essentially a pledge to cancel direct debits for utilities bills. And what the campaign is saying, and it's a little bit more grassroots than the Enough is Enough campaign. It seems to be sort of bubbling up more through local WhatsApp groups and Facebook groups. What they're saying is if we can get to 1 million people who sign up by the 1st of October, they will kind of coordinate that don't pay action. I mean, the last time we saw a really big example of this was during the poll tax in 1990, 1991. But that was when I think about 17 million people didn't pay the poll tax. The difficulty for the Don't Pay campaign is that it really requires individuals, individual households to, who've got contracts with, you know, with their utilities provider to, you know, to not pay. And there's a risk, obviously, that you'll be cut off. It's slightly different to refusing to pay the government. So as was the case in the poll tax. So people are clearly straining to try and find another way of tackling the cost of living crisis, but the, you know, the levers available to the general public are not many.
All right, really interesting. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Robert Booth, social affairs correspondent with The Guardian. We'll take a break.